Blog Talk Radio.
The views, opinions, and statements made by callers are not necessarily the beliefs of the Professional Association of City Employees, PACE, the National Association of Government Employees, its officials, agents, or employees, the union. This show is for the purpose of airing opinions, concerns, and general commentary among PACE union members. The views expressed are solely those of the caller and do not automatically represent the policies, position, or view of the union and may not be construed as legal advice.
Well, top of the day to you today. Greetings all of our listeners and viewers out there. How are you? I am Gina Pagnotta Murphy, president of PACE. We're with Radio Connections with PACE, and I am accompanied with
Ebony Walton, union vice president of PACE. How are you doing today, Gina?
I'm doing pretty good. Let me see everything. We just got through eating, so, you know, everything all right. I don't see nothing hanging out, you know, nowhere inappropriate, you know, talking. But anyway, thank you guys for joining in, for those who's joining in listening, and for those who's watching us live on the podcast on YouTube, where it'll be Radio Connections with PACE Union. So you can come in, you can chat in, and whatever. We'll try to go back and forth with listening and looking at our phones to see if anybody has anything that's listening and would like to say something. Or you can go ahead and put it in the chat if you want to say something or have us to say something. Or text us or email us. You have our email address, okay, with the city email. And you also have the phone numbers. So let's start off with the prayer inspiration. Do you have a prayer inspiration today, Ebony?
A prayer inspiration?
Inspiration is something. We have some sick folks, and we want to just make a mention of the people that are sick. I have to put my glasses on. We'd like to, for you to keep in prayer on your prayer table or at your church or all of those who have a prayer team. Keep in prayer Dolores Tucker, Elsie Jefferson, Evan Jefferson, Shauna Long, and those are Amber Thompson, you guys, she's lost her son. So let's keep her and her family in deep prayer. And we definitely need to send something to December from the union,
yeah,
expressing our condolences. Also, Mr. Rodney Evans, who lost his father recently over the weekend, I believe it was. Well, December lost her son over the weekend. So it was very sad when I got that call. Shout out to Benjamin Martin for keeping in touch with everyone in the city, that appropriate personnel, to let them know and alert them of what was going on. I think you guys took that call, didn't you?
We did.
You didn't know who
didn't
it
know
was
who
until
it was.
Me and you got together. See how cohesive, you know, all
mm-hmm.
of us worked. But you
exactly.
all got that call.
We did.
I got the call because she was a member, but it's a sad situation. I'm a mother, and you a mother,
yes.
and just to lose your child, regardless of how, who, what, when, and where,
yes.
that's a horrible thing to feel. Any losing
exactly.
anybody, but a mother losing,
it
you
is.
Know, we're supposed to go first
supposed
before your
to,
children.
That's what she was going to think.
So that's a hard. So prayers are out to Miss December and her family.
Yes.
We will be reaching out to you, Miss Thompson. So the song of the week, since we had a lot of this, will be I Look to You by Whitney Houston. Because we don't have the rights, we can't play the song. But we're going to get some of that as we go on, where we can play a little bit of some. You know, I like
yeah.
to ruffle
little,
the feathers
a
little bit, you know.
Yeah.
But just YouTube, I Look to You by Whitney Houston.
It's a real good song.
It is a nice
When
nice
I be going
song.
Through sometimes, I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
And, it's good.
And the video is very serene, too.
It is.
So I do. So, yes, please remember them in prayer. And anyone else that's out there that we didn't get a call on or names on that's going through some troubled times, had death in the family, we definitely will keep you in prayer. Just let us know. We love you all, City of Atlanta family, and your family and friends are part of our family. Movie of the week, Mortal Kombat. 2021. I haven't seen it yet, but I've been getting a lot
yes.
of texts about, well, why don't you mention movie of the week, Mortal Kombat.
I hadn't seen it yet. I've been seeing the clips on it, but I said
mm-hmm.
I have to sit down and have the time so I can just watch it. But I want some movie theater popcorn, and no movie theaters are open, so I can get the popcorn. I just want the popcorn, I come back and I watch
my movie theaters are open.
I've been looking for the one down Evans Mill.
Oh, well, I don't
no.
know about on this side of the world,
oh,
but
yeah,
I know
see.
Up there, up there, up north.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Okay.
In the other area, the lighter area.
Up north, the movie theater, you just go in and buy some popcorn and come on out.
Well, I need to find some.
Yeah, I done that. Popcorn. Just go in. I just want some popcorn.
That's it.
And then come back,
that's
cover it.
It
up, come back home, sit down, you got your movie theater popcorn.
My kids knew how to get me. If they wanted me to shut up or get out the house, stay extra hours out somewhere, they come back with some popcorn.
See,
and I won't eat fuss no more.
Oh, that popcorn be so
Ooh,
good.
Yeah.
What they used to give me. You know, I got cholesterol
Ooh.
Issues.
Oh, no.
And I got to have my butter. Let me tell you something. I tell them, like, put it halfway, then put the butter on it, then put some more top on it.
All
then put
the way
the butter on it. Oh, I got to
have
butter. And then I'd be sick as a dog later on that
it's
night.
It's okay.
It normally don't hit you, though, until about early in the morning.
Love butter.
Why does it do that? It takes that long for your body to...
Maybe
digest them.
Corn is a little harsher on you. Corn is not like regular breakdown foods in your body system. I think, I don't know. I'm not a nutritionist.
Well, I had to
that's what
give it up because I was eating it so much till I could feel my heart flutter
really?
Sometime later on. I'm like, let me just leave that.
No.
But that's why I quit going to the movies and I got the Roku and I haven't done the Fire Stick yet.
I have it all. The Roku,
you got
the Fire
Stick.
The Amazon.
Don't tell everybody. Did you get it broken? We won't say.
I won't say.
Broken. Okay, so let's do some shout-outs. Hey, President Biden signed a bill.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He signed that bill and to enforce companies to allow employees to form unions and work with the unions.
Yep.
That's a kudos, clap,
plus.
That means that no employee, you're against the law, a federal offense if you try to engage by stoppage of unions or by, you know, holding up people that want to employ with unions or anything negative against a member in a union. That's a federal offense, and guess what? We will come after you.
Mm-hmm.
So please, you know, I mean, unions.
It's a good thing, though. Like last week, unions just got a bad name through certain channels and certain people that don't understand fully what the union does and what it represents. So it kind of got a bad name for it. But the union is supposed to bring positivity to the workplace. It's supposed to bring unity between the employee and the employer.
Absolutely.
That's what it does. So I don't know the other unions that are not doing that.
Well, that's because either one, the leaders don't understand what a union is for.
That's a lot.
Or they came from an environment that doesn't have leaders. Because, you know, Georgia is a right to work state.
Exactly.
However, I think that's getting ready to change with President Biden in office.
I hope so.
And they don't want to be called, when you're not doing the right thing, unions call you out and folks don't like that.
Yeah.
And so the thing is with unions and what they call labor management, you know, with the city of Atlanta, the majority of the time, PACE operates and works with employees and department heads when employees are allegedly done something wrong, and we make sure that their rights are protected, the civil service rights, or that the progressive steps of discipline, which is in the code, legislated by council, that is followed appropriately. And that's the point of unions, because we have some employees that are afraid to speak up because of retaliation. They've been abused for so long.
That's right.
And they are getting terminated wrongfully. We have some people that have, like, can't speak fluently and stuttering, and then you got that overpowering leader, because I've been in meetings with that, where they don't give that person a chance to talk before they ask them a question. And before that person, can finish their sentence, they don't cut them off and say something. So in the end, they don't have appropriate dynamic representation.
Yeah.
And a lot of times with PACE, we go before the administration or at times their, her or his representatives or who they acknowledge us to meet with, which at this point under this administration is the labor management, HR. And we would negotiate with them or talk to them or lobby with them about things, and we will go to council. Council also puts us on their agenda every year for budgeting. We call the
And that's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's coming up. I think it's in May. We better check the calendar. I believe it's May. I got an alert. So we got to be prepared because we're going to do a Zoom thing again. for PACE to be before council. And so we do a lot of good things. PACE can, we got the 911 folks raises, and we've also lobbied in the past for employees to get raises. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to lobby now for you guys to be considered first responders.
Mm-hmm.
And we're lobbying and working with transitioning people back to work when we get to phase four.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping everyone motivated and keeping them abreasted with the news and updates. Henceforth, we got the podcast, we got the radio connections. Mm-hmm. And so the union for PACE does a lot of positive things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just when you have leadership that just not interested.
Or
now,
they don't understand.
Or they don't understand. And employees, you are to be very welcome now to want to join a union, because we are your voice, and the more in the group, the more that we can speak on your behalf.
And that's what they don't understand. Now, I have some more applications to submit also, but a lot of the times when I'm talking to them, their thing is now, well, they're going to represent us anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to fight for us whether we're in a union or not. But it's not even about that. It's about if we have 200 employees and, as you say before, when we go before city council, if we only have 50 that we represent, that's not the majority. So they're not going to really hear you out as much as they would if we had 200 employees and we had 150 members.
Well, like in your 911 situation, look how long we've been fighting for that.
Exactly.
When we started out with 911, we only had a handful.
And now we have.
And now we got nearly almost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the more we have a voice. And look what we've accomplished, because you got everybody supporting what I'm saying and what you're saying, the council and administration.
Mm-hmm. And now you want to share what you're trying, what the union is trying to propose to city council, revamping some things with the process of 911? Or?
Well, I'll let you share that.
Well, we're trying to revamp. So with 911, we have a certain amount of people on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But since COVID and since the Black Lives Matter movement or the civil unrest, and times this has changed. Whereas we could use on the evening watch shift, what, 12 call takers would be a good shift of an amount of calls. But now we're averaging over 1,200 calls a day from 3 to 11. 12 employees is not going to work it. It's not going to make it. So we need to set amount of 911 call takers on the 911 side to answer their phone. So we don't have that many calls standing in queue or any at all waiting to be answered. And that's the problem. That's the problem that we've been trying to address for a while. But again, we are short-staffed and doing what it is that we do. Some people realize that after they get in, it's just not for them. But if we can get that number up to have more 911 call takers answering the phone and then just be a little more prepared, it's better to hire more for a 911 center than not, because somebody's phone it's going to be unanswered. And that could be the one with the house fire, or it could be a death that could have been prevented. Something, you know, it's just, you just never know. So we want to be more proactive than reactive.
So we want to change. It's time to change the platform.
It's very much
And we mentioned this, Payson, what Ebony is talking about is that we've spoken with the council person from the public safety, Mr. Dustin Hillis. Thank you for reaching out to us as we requested and had our meeting. We reached out to Major V, and we talked to several people. And regarding that I just suggested, as far as PACE is concerned, the union is saying it's time to change your platform entirely. Maybe it's time to look at, versus having 12 on a shift, you might need to start having 18.
Mm-hmm.
Just revamp the whole 911 process. Because, I mean, since this changed this platform, you all are still operating from back whenever.
Nothing's working.
You call the citizens are moving in and
exactly.
Migrating more people
we
are
have
here.
Way more people
we have more activities going on here. The Tyler Perry Studios, actors are coming in.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to run to the land of milk and honey of the city of Atlanta. It's like the little New York and a little
Hollywood,
LA and all of that. So all of things are happening more than it used to happen. So yes, it's time to look and change your platform. Do we need to extend out 911 call center? Yes, we do, which means you might have to, I'm just being just literally speaking or, you know, theoretically speaking, tear down the walls and expand it out, put more desks. get more people in versus what you have now.
Yeah.
It's time to do that so one person won't be berated with a bunch of calls, with 2,200 calls.
Yes. We had over the weekend, I think it was Friday night, we had five or six call takers on a Friday night.
Mm.
On a Friday night. So we already know we're not going to, there's a quota that we have to meet to answer the calls by a certain amount of time. With five call takers, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You're going to have some calls standing by because you only have five people to answer the phone. And that's including sometimes us answer the phone as supervisors. We do have to answer the phone a lot of times, which problem, because it takes from outside people that call, because we have public affairs calling when something happens, when somebody dies or a robbery goes on. They're calling our line too, but I can't answer that line because I'm taking a 911 call. So it's been past time to revamp some things. Because what they're doing is not working, but
and
they're only limited as to what they can do.
And keep it open.
Keep the hiring process.
Because
it turns around so much. People are not. We just lost one new person. She was on Morning Watch. I didn't think she was going to make it. You can pretty much tell when somebody's not going to make it. And she probably was there. She went through the whole process.
Mm.
And she was still in training, just for the 911 training.
Mm, and just left. She couldn't do it. And you really don't know till you get there. And then we talked about incentive programs for the ones that's there, or even a hiring bonus, like in the military.
Yeah.
I know police does it, but in the military, they give you a hiring bonus for certain things. And so with 911, if I wanted to become a 911 dispatcher or call taker, I will come in and you'll give me a $1,000 bonus or something just to becoming one, as long as I sign and say I'm going to be there at least 2 years or a year.
Exactly.
I think it should be something like for every 1,000 or whatever you get, you have to stay a year.
Yeah.
And if I leave or quit or get fired before that year, I have to pay
you
that
owe it back. Yeah, because it's expensive. The training program is a very expensive program. The city of Atlanta is different. We have way more citizens than any of the counties in the state of Georgia. So it's a lot more, and we can't do all job duties at one time. So the call taker can do the dispatching and the call taking and run ACIC and fire. We have it all separated in different parts. We're all in the same room, but it's separated. We have a 911 side, a fire side, a police dispatch side, and an ACIC side. And also our detective radio SOS, also two different ones. So, I mean, it's time for.
And I think the call takers and dispatchers should be independently, you know.
They
work together.
I think that
just because I become a call taker doesn't mean that I got to be a dispatcher.
Yeah.
You know, I think at the beginning it should be like entry. You come in as a call taker.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to become a dispatcher, that's like a added responsibility.
Yeah.
And then you should be able to get more money,
an
incentive.
So it is to a sense, but they hire you in as a dispatcher, but you go through the process, the steps of call taker, then dispatcher, then your fire training, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, I'm sorry, I don't think it's not COVID. I don't think it's that small.
Mm-hmm. I had to move over.
They're not hiring just call takers. Well, when I started, I think they had just done away with it, but they still had some people in there that was just call takers. That's all they did. And a lot of the employees, that's all they can do sometimes. They don't want to go to the other side.
So, and you know, we mentioned this, and also you can use that same strategy in sanitation.
Mm-hmm.
You can, in the public works and fleet, just anything that you can do about, incentivizing. You know, new employees coming on board and keeping retention bonuses for your good employees that's still there, expertise. Some people are just day and time after 20 or 30 years, they don't want to retire, especially if they're young. Because some of these folks have been with the city of Atlanta since the onset of their first job. And so they're still young. Oh, Lord, we need to do a COVID test up in here. Let me give her some water. Excuse me.
I got my hot tea.
Oh, maybe she needs to put that hot tea. Now something going on over here. And I'm getting ready to drink my water. Mm-mm.
So, yeah, I don't know. They have to, they need to think about that. I mean, well, once it's been brought up to city council, they can present it, and hopefully they'll do that, because a lot of people, we still have, like I said, about two or three that are just called. Okay. They will not do the dispatching part.
So why are you confident getting it together? Because we just ate some spaghetti. So clearly that spaghetti is up in her throat.
It's
I don't know. But see, she might need to just step away and just do her coughing out. Come back.
Lord,
I want to shout out some gossip. Let's do a little gossip before we get to the story of the day. And the gossip thing is called Things You Didn't Know. 10 Things You Didn't Know. It's on YouTube. If you ever go to YouTube, just pull up, say, 10 Things You Didn't Know and figure out. They got a whole bunch of stuff. So at this point, I like to share a few things that I didn't know. I think it's kind of funny and it's cute. It was really wild. My daughter turned me on to it. But like one, you know when you eat your banana, I always, you know, at the top where you break the banana apart, I always open my banana from that portion.
Okay.
Do you do that?
It depends on how I can get in it. Sometimes I have to cut it.
No, no. That is not the way to open a banana. You're supposed to open it from the bottom.
No.
The bottom. And they showed a picture where monkeys that normally opens a banana, that's where they open it from. And when you open it from the bottom, not the top where that little hook is, you open it from the bottom, and it also gets rid of the little string.
Oh.
I didn't know that. My sitting there like that, you know, that's one of the things. And then the Coke. You heard about the Coke, the little tab where you press to open it up, that little hole in the tab.
Yeah.
That's actually use a straw. So you don't have to drink out of the can. You stick the straw in that hole, and it doesn't be moving around, you trying to catch it and all that. And I didn't know that. Also, here's a good one I didn't know. Microwave food. When you microwave food and you put your food in there, like say spaghetti, right?
Yeah.
And I just throw my little plate of spaghetti in there. And then sometimes when I think it's done, I put it on a minute, and then you eat, and then the sun is cold. But what they're saying what you should do is put a hole in it. Take your spoon and just move the food around so it'll be a center empty so your microwave food can heat evenly. You ain't got to worry about it in the center. Didn't know that one. Also, did you know that the lids on the fast food cups also serves as coasters? I got to try that one. I did not know that. So I was wondering why all those grooves, you know, on the top when you go to McDonald's or Burger King and you have a lid on the top and they got those little grooves and crevices in it. Well, you flip it over and it serves as a coaster so you won't have to spill it anywhere and you don't leak it anywhere because, you know, sometimes it leaks on stuff. Pots and pans. Now, here's a good one for the cookers out there. Pots and pans that has a hole in the handle. You know, the long handle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know that one.
Well,
see, I'm not cooking. I didn't know that. But for all of you all out there, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I did not. I'm sitting here with my mouth hanging wide open. Can you believe it? Now, here's another one. Here's a big one. You know the big pins? The big pins, the writing pins that got the caps on and got the hole at the bottom of the cap? You know the big pins that come in blue and black?
Yeah.
The old big pins.
Mm-hmm.
And you pull it off and it's got that little pointy thing.
Yeah.
The cap. It's got a hole at the bottom of the cap. Well, guess what? That hole is to help breathe if a child or you happen to swallow it because a lot of people eat it or be nibbling on it or kids get to it.
What you mean?
It's a safety precaution.
Oh.
If a child gets that cap and swallow it, the hole allows
they can still breathe.
They can breathe.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
So it's a lot. I'm not going to go on. Well, I do have one more. Just one more.
Yes, yes.
And then I promise you I'm done with this. I was just so elated. I sat up all day yesterday just listening to this stuff. So you guys go to YouTube and check it out. Here's one that gets you. You know your blue jeans?
Yeah.
Bet you didn't know what that little piece of pocket, you know that little pocket that's inside the pocket? Bet you didn't know what that was for.
What it's for?
It's for pocket watches. Did you all know that?
No.
It's a history behind it. I don't know. I couldn't write down all the history. But back in the days when they first started making these blue jeans, pocket watches was what was happening at the time. So that little studded little piece of material that's inside your pocket of your jeans is specifically to hold a pocket watch.
Now, I saw a documentary on blue jeans because jeans were only, back in the days, were only made for men.
Right.
And that's why they would do that, so I can understand. But they still do it, and women, we don't have pocket watches.
But I didn't know that, but it's still there.
Mm-hmm. And the pockets were actually for that, for men purposes too.
Right.
But it get carried over once they made pants for women.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't think it was real feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And it
mm-hmm.
used to be a big thing about it.
If you look at women's jeans, they don't have that. A lot of them don't.
The pocket watch?
The women's jeans, a lot of them don't have pocket watches.
No.
They don't have the swatches there.
Yeah, some of them. Not all of them.
Mm-hmm. But those are just some things I thought I wanted to share with you guys. They're so funny to me. But if you ever go on YouTube, and I think you can, it's called 10 Things or Things You Didn't Know. Put in search engine things you didn't know. It gives you a barrage. I didn't see, there's one more. Remember the Metro Goldwyn, you know, the movie thing with the lion in the big circle, the lion or tiger's face? That's actually a person laying down inside of this frame with a big old tiger face costume on it. I didn't know. It's wild. All these years, I'm thinking it's a real tiger that they got tamed just sitting there. But anyway, I thought it's cool. So you guys, it doesn't take much for me to do something, laying up in that bed, just looking at stuff to me. I like comedy. But go to YouTube, go to search engine, and just look for things you didn't know. You'd be surprised at a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about today? What is our hot topic today?
The hot topic?
Yes.
We have the hot topic.
The hot topic, well, what
we already discussed it about the union, everything.
Oh, yeah, that was the gossip topic. We call it the hot topic.
Yeah. So I'm going straight
into it. We try not to do like Wendy Williams. How you doing?
No.
We don't want to do that. So she calls it hot topic. We call it gossip.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, we talked about
the union. Now, he hadn't said anything about the student loans yet. We haven't gotten any of that information just yet. But we want to jump into the professionalism, remember?
That is our actual topic of the day.
Because
we talked about corporate, what was that slogan you said about the corporate?
What stays in corporate America? Does what stay in corporate America stay in corporate America?
Yeah. What goes on in corporate America stays in corporate America. Is
does
that true?
Mm-hmm.
Does it?
No.
It should not.
Because corporate America is actually what we should be modeling those different behaviors and not policies and procedures, but those behaviors and professionalism. That's the whole thing. So I noticed that once, some people don't even know how to write a resume.
Good morning, Tamara. We see you out there. How you doing?
So that's the beginning part of being professional, right? Your resume. Your resume says a lot about you. It's you selling yourself on paper, number one. A resume should be very neat. It should be the font, the correct font. I believe it's going to be your 10.
But it can be a lie.
You know, you're true. You're right.
But
as long as it's neat, as long as it's presentable and you have your address, your information on there, everything that you've done, somebody else is talking about.
Go ahead.
Communication. We're going to get to that with professionalism and communication, definitely. Definitely. You have to be professional in everything. And then I got a story.
So. I always say tenfold, so I don't care what you say.
No, we working on this tenfold.
Okay.
But your resume should be your representation on paper.
Okay.
Right? Then once you go to your interview, let's talk about interview. I remember seeing someone come down to our department because now they have the people they used to. I don't know if they still do. But they had them coming down to where we work at to do their interviews. And I saw this one young lady, and she had on, I didn't know she was coming for an interview. That's for the blog talk, but nobody's on there. So I wasn't sure what she was there for. So I asked her, what was she here for? You know, I introduced myself. She said, I'm here for the dispatcher interview. She had on some flip-flops.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Some spandex pants. And a tank top. That day, I was glad I was able to tell. I said, I'm sitting down here to let you know that the whole process has been rescheduled. And I said, if I can give you a little bit of advice, look online and write in what to wear for an interview. I said, because it will not be what we're wearing today. Flip-flops is a no-no. You don't wear flip-flops.
Well, they don't give classes on how to do that.
There's nobody.
And not in school.
No.
You know, we used to take business etiquette in
you
school.
You do. You did.
They don't do
they
that
don't have
anywhere.
It. Home ec, right?
It's home ec or business
that.
Etiquette. Mm-hmm. And because I took typewriting in school but versus cooking.
Yeah.
But the thing is, that's why she cooks and I eat. Okay. So that's why I got the ding-a-ding-a. But anyway, so... the you know, there's no proper no teaching of that. Just like they don't have cursive writing anymore. Okay?
No, they do not.
No more cursive writing in class. None of that.
No, they do
not. And so when I hired my staffer, and I was wondering why they